Comfy? I nodded. Marvellous. He smiled as though it were indeed marvellous. Now, let us introduce ourselves. My name is Love. Aurelius Alphonse Love. Do call me Aurelius. He looked at me expectantly. Margaret Lee. Margaret, he beamed. Splendid, quite splendid. Now eat. Between the ears of the big black cat, he had unfolded a napkin, corner by corner. Inside was a dark and sticky slice of cake, cut generously. I bit into it. It was the perfect cake for a cold day, spiced with ginger, sweet but hot. The stranger strained the tea into dainty china cups. He offered me a bowl of sugar lumps, then took a blue velvet pouch from his breast pocket, which he opened. Resting on the velvet was a silver spoon with an elongated A in the form of a stylized angel ornamenting the handle. I took it, stirred my tea, and passed it back to him. While I ate and drank, my host sat on the second cat, which took on an unexpected kittenish appearance beneath his great girth. He ate in silence, neatly and with concentration. He watched me eat too, anxious that I should appreciate the food. "That was lovely," I said. "Homemade, I think?" My companion wiped his fingers on his napkin, then shook it out and folded it into four. "You liked it, then?" "The recipe was given to me by Mrs. Love. I've been making this cake since I was a child. Mrs. Love was a wonderful cook, a marvellous woman all round. Of course she has departed now. A good age, though one might have hoped. But it was not to be." "I see." Though I wasn't sure I did see. Was Mrs. Love his wife? Though he'd said he'd been making her cake since he was a child, surely he couldn't mean his mother. Why would he call his mother Mrs. Love? Two things were clear, though. He had loved her, and she was dead. "I'm sorry," I said. He accepted my condolences with a sad expression, then brightened. "But it's a fitting memorial, don't you think? The cake, I mean." "Certainly. Was it long ago that you lost her?" He thought. "Nearly 20 years, though it seems more, or less, depending on how one looks at it." I nodded. I was none the wiser. For a few moments we sat in silence. I looked out to the deer park. At the cusp of the wood, more deer were emerging. They moved with the sunlight across the grassy park. The stinging in my leg had diminished. I was feeling better. "Tell me," the stranger began, and I suspected he had needed to pluck up the courage to ask his question. "Do you have a mother?" I felt a start of surprise. People hardly ever notice me for long enough to ask me personal questions. "Do you mind? Forgive me for asking, but how can I put it? Families are a matter of... But if you'd rather not, I am sorry." "It's all right," I said slowly. "I don't mind." And actually, I didn't. "Yes, I do have a mother." "A mother? How? Oh, how?" A curiously intense expression came into his eyes. A sadness or a longing. "You don't have a mother, then?" I asked. Aurelius's face twisted momentarily. "Sadly, I have always wanted, or a father, come to that. Even brothers or sisters. Anyone who actually belonged to me. As a child, I used to pretend I made up an entire family, generations of it. You'd have laughed." There was nothing to laugh at in his face as he spoke. "But as to an actual mother, a factual known mother... Of course, everybody has a mother, don't they? I know that. It's a question of knowing who that mother is. And I have always hoped that one day... For it's not out of the question, is it? And so I have never given up hope."